News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
According to the Convenience Stores and News Agents Association, up to 100 local shops close annually in Ireland. And the CEO of Convenience Stores and News Agents Association, Vincent Jennings, joins us this morning. Vincent, good morning to you. Why do you think this is happening? 100, that's like about two a week. So almost 100 closing every year. What's going on?
Good morning, Ciara. I don't think that it's going to, it can't continue at this rate, but it is certainly post-COVID, there has been a noticeable increase in closures. And it's not for any particular, one particular reason. I mean, there's rising costs and there's reduced sales and there's crime. And sometimes, you know, particularly if you don't have children to pass it on to, these are properties that are owned by the people who are running the shop. They find that the property is worth more than the business, so they just take a business decision to close. But every time that it closes, it is a nail in the coffin, particularly in rural Ireland, where people have become reliant upon the product, and yet at the same time, you know, the sales are down. I mean, newspaper sales are down.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Our own Shane Beattie, who you may have just heard there on the news, was talking about his local, the one shop in the town that he lives in Kildare, set to close, and he was saying he was very disappointed about it.
Extraordinary situation.
Yeah, we can see that is indeed happening, but I get the rising cost thing, but why are sales down?
Well, do you buy a paper every day? Because 20 years ago you did, you know, I mean, or your counterpart did. There are a lot of societal changes. There is people have moved away from confectionery. People have moved away from, not necessarily from smoking, but from smoking purchases.
I see
shops.
That, but in my local convenience store, right, you're right, they probably aren't selling papers to everyone every day, but what people weren't doing 20 years ago was buying a cup of coffee every day, and they're doing that now. So is it not about adaptation and I suppose pivoting into new trends
in consumers?
And our
members would be incredibly resilient. Yeah, our members would be incredibly resilient and would continually move at times. But sometimes, you know, you get old and you get beyond it and you don't have somebody to pass it on to and you make a decision. So the closures are most certainly, they are upsetting when they happen, and every one of them have given, you know, lifetimes of service and generations of service to their communities, but they can't go on forever because there's diminishing returns and the property is worth more.
Okay, and maybe just lastly then, Vincent, do you see any change to this? This is just the direction of travel, you think?
It's what's called progress, or what passes for progress, and certainly, I mean, there is always going to be room for local shops. There is always going to be room, but we need less regulation and a lot more support for people who are trying to do their best for the community.
Okay, look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is the CEO of Convenience Stores and News Agents Association, Vincent Jennings. Love to know what people think out there, particularly if your local shop is closed or on its way to closing. Love to know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.